Good afternoon, folks. It's good to have you joining with us. I thought I'd do something slightly different today because sometimes in the devotionals here, Tozer's running about in the background and sometimes people ask all sorts of questions about Tozer. What type of dog is he? What age is he? And so on and so forth. So I thought today, bring out the microphone and let Tozer answer a few questions for himself. So we're going to do a short interview today with Tozer the dog. He's took cold feet. He's run away here, but he'll maybe come back. Tozer! Come here. Here he comes. That's it. Good boy. Now, Tozer, for all of the people that are watching in online, can you tell us a wee bit about yourself? Don't go away. Here, come back. Tozer, here. Tozer, what age are you? Okay. And Tozer, where are you from? Tozer, come down here. People can't see you anymore. Here. Here's the microphone. That's good. Tozer, what's your favourite type of food? Have you read any good books recently? You going on holidays this year? Have you got a girlfriend? He doesn't really have very much to say, folks. Unfortunately, he's quiet today. It reminds me of a verse in the Bible from the book of Isaiah, chapter 56 and verse number 10. Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 10, speaking about the watchmen in Jerusalem, men that had a very important job to do. They were to sit upon the walls of Jerusalem. They were to watch out for the people. They were to sound the alarm if there was danger or if the enemy was coming in. And they were there to safeguard the people and to keep the city safe. And in that context, God in heaven speaks about his servants, those who are called to preach the word of God. And it says here in Isaiah 56 and verse 10, his watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that can understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. His watchmen are dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Now, I'm not saying that Tozer's dumb in the sense of being stupid, but he's dumb in the sense of he doesn't say very much. In fact, he never talks at all. Sometimes he barks a little bit, but generally he's a very quiet dog. He's a good dog, but he's a dumb dog in the sense of he doesn't speak. He's got nothing really to say, as you saw a few moments ago in our little interview. Didn't answer any questions, had nothing to say, but there he is. He's still here and he's still behind me. And many preachers are like that, many pastors, many men that occupy pulpits in our lands. They're called by God, or they claim to be called by God, to preach his word. But the reality is, the truth is, there are many who occupy pulpits in this land and further afield, and they've got nothing to say to the people. Certainly nothing to say by way of warning. There's no sound of alarm whenever the enemy is coming in like a flood. There's no sound of alarm whenever it comes to judgment. There's no sound of alarm whenever it comes to faith and repentance. There's no sound of alarm whenever it comes to the need to live holiness of life. You know, the word of God is very, very clear, and we need to take the word of God seriously. The sad truth of the matter is today that nearly everybody that gets buried is buried like a Christian. But the Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The Bible says that the Christian is to come out from this world and be separate and live a life that's different than a life that's distinct. God says in his word, be ye holy, saith the Lord, for I am holy. And so often, even in many churches today, many professing Christian churches, the word of God, the Bible, is never opened. I was speaking to a man a number of years ago, and he was talking about the church that he went to. And I had never been in it. And I said, take me through a form of service in your church. And by the time he got to the end of it, he acknowledged that the word of God, the Bible, is never opened by the pastor. He said sometimes he might refer to a Bible text or pull a text into his talk, but the word of God is never opened. That's a tragedy, friends. Can I challenge you today? I'm not sure who you are, where you're from, or what your background is, but do you go to a church where the gospel is preached? Do you go to a church where the word of God is opened? Do you attend a place of worship where the word of God is the first foremost and final authority, the sole rule of faith and practice. Does your preacher, does your minister preach the gospel in all its fullness? Does he preach the whole counsel of God? Does he seek to win souls? Does he seek to warn people about the dangers that might confront them in the days that lie ahead if they live and die without a saviour? So many today are dumb dogs. It's important to get under a ministry that's biblical and to pray for those who endeavour to preach the gospel. May God bless you today and thank you so much for listening. Tozer, have you anything to say in closing? No, still nothing to say. Is that like your pastor? God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us.